Okay, here we go with Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel 163. Again, here broadcasting from Yeshivat Reishit Yerushalayim. We are in the third to last mitzvah in Parsha Shmini. As we mentioned yesterday, there are four Isurim here at the end of Parsha Shmini related to the Isurim, all Isurim of eating Shratzim, even creeping crawly things, four separate losases. Yesterday we discussed the iser of eating shratzim of haaretz, those that scamper on the lands. We spoke about the shmona, included in that was the shmona shratzim that we had mentioned last week regarding tumah, but also anything, we said snakes, scorpions, anything that goes on the land, all of that, that's one avera. Today's iser is shalolecho mine shratzim dakim hanoladim bizraim uveperos. Now, today is a different type of sheretz, ones that grow and live within fruit and within seeds. That's today, and that's learned out from the second half of the pasuk that we read yesterday. Remember, the pasuk said, "Kol holech al gachon, kol holech al arba, adam aberg laim." Anything that goes on all fours, the snake and the centipede, the chol sheretz, the sheretz al haaretz, lo sochlum ki sheketzeim. So it's an extra phrase of lo sochlum, and that is including these shratzim. Again, there's another one. Bez Hashem, the next two are also similarly related to shratzim. Why is there such a focus on shratzim? Focus on little insects and bugs and rodents. So if you look in the Gemara, and I'll quote you one posseg, there seems to be a symbol. It's symbolic of tumah. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, daf pevav mabes, without getting into the details of the Gemara is talking about there how long a woman is considered tameh for when she has shechva zera inside of her after she had been with a man. So the Gemara talks about Jews and non-Jews there. So the Gemara there says, Yisrael did daigi b'mitzvos chavil gufayu, akum delo deigi b'mitzvos lo. Jews that are always worried about mitzvos, their bodies are always heated up, on the one hand. O dilma, or, says the Gemara, when non-Jews, kivan de'achlin shkatzim u'ramasim chavil gufayu. Since they eat shkatzim and ramasim, creepy crawlies and rodents, that makes their bodies hot. Meaning for a very different result. I mean, one's mitzvahs and one's averus, but that's the symbol of achli shkatzim ramasim. Gemara and Shabbos pevav mabeis. Chassam Sofer as well. Chassam Sofer and Avodah Zarah daf lamed aleph mabeis has a well-known comment in the world of medicine where there he talks about how could we rely. We generally assume that we can rely on the doctor's word for it. So he just has a comment in the 1800s. How could we rely on doctors who most of their study and anatomy was done on bodies of Umos Ha'olam, Eino Yehudim. And who says the bodies of Eino Yehudim are function the same way in terms of biology as Yehudim? What do you mean? So again, he quotes, Tamahati, Acha Shabbavonoseinu Arabim, Ein Leflanu Medrash Chachmas HaRefuos, V'chol Orfei Yisrael Lomdim Bebeis Medrash Le'umim, V'chachameh V'chol Chachmasam Banui Al Tivim Gufim Da'achli Shkatzi U'Ramasim. Again, quoted Shkatzim and Ramasim. V'lo di'igi b'mitzvahs. V'ich yishpo mizeh al gufei Yisrael. D'lo achli shkatzim v'di'igi b'mitzvahs. Harei kamon, elu mistachnim b'gilui ve'elu shasu v'chayu. Right, you find differences in terms of mayim gluyim, in terms of other examples in the Gemara. So he says, v'yitachin, he says he talks about the differences. But again, you see the symbol of the difference in physical kashrus related to the body. That's the symbol that's used. Doesn't talk about they eat pig, doesn't talk about they eat non-kosher animals, dafka shkatzim and ramasim. So the shratzim that we're talking about here are the last four mitzvahs in Shmini, and here, let's get into today's. By the way, Chassam Sofer is Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph from a base, if you want to look it up. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalolecho mine shratzim dakim hanoladim bizraim uveperos. We are not allowed to eat shratzim that literally were produced in the zraim and the fruit. Me'esha yatsu v'yishritzu ba'aretz. It's usur from the moment that they leave the fruit and they go on land. We'll talk more about this in a minute, but just as a ha'ara, we won't talk about this today, we're saving this for 2 days from now. In 2 mitzvahs from now, it seems that at least in certain times in history, they believed that the fruit itself generated these animals, these little fruit flies. They used to believe that garbage generated, spontaneous generation. We know, according to science that we know of, is that the flies are attracted to it, not that they are produced there. But the language of the Gemara in Shabbos, which we'll talk about, is Einon Parin V'Ravin. They don't reproduce in the normal way. So we will talk about that issue, how to relate to that science of today and the belief of then. We'll talk about that in 2 days where we have a similar isser. But again, let's just focus on the halacha. So the isser is that we're not allowed to eat shrutzim that come from fruit once they go out of the fruit. V'hu adin calls mancha nasu bepri ba'odo b'mechub l'karka. Or they're also usher, even if they're in the fruit, if the fruit is still, if it was created while the fruit was still attached to the ground. Afal pisha lo yatsu v'shartzu ala aretz. Even though that it did not go out. Sheshoretz ala aretz nikra. Because that's called going on the land. Mikiva shenase bepri ba'odo mechubar. Shenema v'chol asheretz asheretz ala aretz lo sochlam. What did the chinuch just say? These shratim in fruit can be ushered to us. They have the status of a sheretz in one of two ways. Either if they come into existence while the fruit is attached to the ground, so that's considered being shorates on the ground, creepy crawly on the ground, because the fruit is attached to the ground. So even if it doesn't come out of the fruit, it's already usser. That's A. B, even if it comes into existence after the fruit was already detached from the ground, but the second it comes out of the fruit and goes onto the ground, then it becomes usser. In other words, let's say if the fruit was detached from the ground and the sheretz never came out of it, that would not be aser d'oraisa. That doesn't have the status of a sheretz. It has to be a sheretz connected to the aretz, a sheretz al aretz, and if it's in the fruit and the fruit is not connected to the ground, it never came out of the fruit, so then that is not going to be, that's not going to be aser. So again, this is the iser for all of our checking fruits and vegetables and opening up dates. This iser right here, the iser of shrutzim dakim. The Arachayim HaKadosh already says on this pasuk, one has to be very, very careful, because there's a tiny little bugs in many things that we eat in the fruit. The Arachayim HaKadosh, hundreds of years ago, already says we need shmira yisera. The Ksava HaKabbalah as well, we'll read more of his shita a little bit later, but the Ksava HaKabbalah writes here, V'liyo shebemedinos halalu b'yemei hachama ein pri umichya umazon lechem. There is no fruit. Remember, they didn't have refrigerators, so it's even worse in those days. So there is no fruit or food she'ein bo rachash that doesn't have something crawling on it or in it. V'i efshar kimat levodkan. It's impossible. So one has to be very careful. Are there any heterim in certain cases? So we'll get to that. I'm sure to read you that line from the Ksava Kabbalah first. But again, that is the issue. Says the Chinuch in the next paragraph, v'im yatsu al ha'aretz, once they go out of the fruit onto the land, af al pisha chazer achach l'toch apri, even though it went back into the fruit afterwards. If you have a worm that went out of an apple and that went back into the apple, that worm is usser. That's this isser. Somebody eats a worm that was in an apple, they violate this isser daraisa. Shoritz alaretz, nikra gamkein, it's still shoritz alaretz if it goes back in. Mikivan shayatza, once it went out once. The chenu b'sefra, and then he quotes the a sefra, a medrish, al tachaktos nafshosechem, b'chol asheretz ashoritz, lahavi eshapirshu alaretz v'chazru, to include those that went out and went back in, klomar. Even though they went back inside, once they went out, it was Ne'asar. A number of Sfarim quote a story from Rav Yonasan Eibishitz. Yonasan Eibishitz was asked about this Isser by someone who was not appreciative of halacha, and he says, what kind of crazy halacha is it? When the sheretz is inside the fruit, it's not Usser. The second it comes outside, then it's going to be Usser. It's only disgusting after it comes out. So if Yonasan Eibishitz says, can you do me a favor? Here, you see this bowl over here? Can you please spit into the bowl? So he says, okay. He spits into the bowl. He says, okay, can you please now drink up your spit? He says, no, it's disgusting. He says, oh, but it wasn't disgusting when it was in your mouth. So he says, ah, you got me. Right? Something came inside, it's fine. It's not disgusting. It's hidden. It's part of you. The second it comes out, ugh, disgusting. Similarly, you can relate in a certain way. Sayar, while this is an inside, but it's a question of connected. Hair, when it's connected to our bodies, is considered something of beauty. Right? Sayar b'isha erva, the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos. And even of a man, we try to, a nazir, he has long locks. Anybody ever go into a shower and see the hair in the drain? It's disgusting, gross. It's, same thing. It was connected. It was beautiful. Now it's disconnected. It's not. That's what Yonasan Eibishitz just answered this person. Well, it's inside. Yeah, you're right. It's nothing yet. It comes outside. So then it gets its status. Fine. B'zeh apirish ani kosi pekan. Says the Chinuch, I write here, kechiyav mine shratzim dakim u'me'esha yatsu ba'aretz v'lo kodem lachem. Right when the shratzim hit the earth, let's say again, if a worm forms in a detached fruit. If it's in an attached fruit, then we said automatically it has the status of a sheretz, because as if it's on the ground while the fruit is connected. But if there's a, let's say, fruit in a basket on my kitchen table, and again, they believe that the fruit, the bugs are from inside, we know if we say that the bugs came from outside, they're for sure asur immediately before they go in, because they weren't formed in the fruit. But even if you have a bug that, and maybe an egg was laid within the fruit, but either way, even if it comes from inside, says the Chinuch, ani malum ayin b'mashakasa b'haramim zechon l'vracha. I just have to note, says the Chinuch, that I do not agree what the Rambam says in one line. The Rambam says that not only is it usur if it hits the ground and starts crawling, or whatever a snake does, moving, even if it's just on the outside of the fruit. It didn't hit the ground yet. Even the outside of the fruit is already considered shoreitz al ha'aretz. Sha'alav azehu mikivan sheyotzel avir ha'olam oholchu ha'shetach ha'pri. Says the Chinuch, I don't like that, because if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, that's a question. There are four or five questions there. The Gemara says, what happens if it went out from the pit and went into the flesh of the fruit? What if it went out of the flesh and went onto the skin of the fruit? All those are unanswered questions. The Rambam says explicitly that that's aser. So he just says, I'm not sure why the Rambam says that, because I think it's only if it goes on the land. Okay, so that's just the ha'ara that the Chinuch has. Let's continue now. So he gets into some of the halachas, turning the page now. Dineha, some of the halachas of these items. Kagon mashamar zechron lavracha, what does hashoreitz ha'aretz include? Lahotzi zizin shebadashim, v'tolan shebeklusim, it excludes certain tolaim that come from the outside. V'im, let's paragraph, v'im yesh bedavar safek, im na'asu atolaim beperos kodem shdekro achar kain. What if you're not sure when these bugs were formed, when it was still attached to the ground, and there will be also right away, even without coming out of the fruit, or afterwards. So he talks about, based on a Gemara, a test case. Leave it for 12 months. And how are you going to leave a fruit for 12 months? It's going to stay edible for 12 months. But 12 months, the assumption is, the Gemara says, Shekol osa tolai peiros ein miskayim yud beis chodesh. These tola and these worms don't live for 12 months. So if after 12 months they're there, that means they definitely were formed after the fruit was detached, and therefore they'd be mutter. Okay, that's a way to test. We generally don't mess around. We don't try to see, are there worms, are there not worms? We try just to not eat any of them. Go to the next paragraph. V'chein mash'amr zechonon l'vracha. She'tola'im ha'nimsam b'me'ay ha'dogim asura mishum sharetz. The Gemara talks all about different animals. Fish and other little animals that you find tolim in them. Are they asur? We assume generally yes. Because a lot of those bugs come from the outside. They were already sheretz al ha'aretz. And that's what most of the fruits and vegetables that we check. We check strawberries or all the other types of vegetables that we check and we soak. And so all the, what are we worried about? Because all those, we're worried about bugs that came from without. They came from the outside. That's what we're checking in all of these cases. Yes, we'll talk about it. I'll mention two sources now. But we'll talk about it hopefully tomorrow as well. That's from the next mitzvah about shirtzei hamayim. What if they're so tiny that you need a microscope for it? What if you only see them if there's a microscope? So many poskim say that then it would be mutter. You have to worry about things that are not visible to the naked eye. The Aruch HaShulchan has a famous comment in Yoredeya Simen Peidalid Os Lamed Vav. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan, remember, lived about 115 years ago. Yesh mishakasa v'shem chachmi ateva, damistakel bizchuchis hamagdeles. That glass that makes things bigger. Microscope. Is this even a magnifying glass? Is he talking about? Unclear. But he says, if you have a microscope, you'll definitely see, he says, in vinegar, that many vinegars are full of worms. And you're going to tell me vinegar is going to treif? You're not allowed to eat vinegar? A Nazir the Torah has to say, a Nazir can't drink vinegar. Right, so the Torah wouldn't have to say that if nobody could drink vinegar. So he says, Shamati, Shabachol mine mayim, ubiach mine shami, all water. I also heard growing up that somebody told me that if we had a microscope on our eyes, we would see that in the air around us, there's all types of bacteria flying around. How can we open our mouth? How can we breathe? What's the answer? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. You don't have to worry about what you don't see. Only if you can't see it to the naked eye. If it could be seen to the naked eye, but you're just not looking for it, so that's not being honest, then it's usur. If you could see it, but you're just not looking for it. Or if it's a bug that blends in to the surface that it is on. So that's a serious issue. That's why you have to check. That's why the Roman lettuce is notorious. That's why it has to be have to be checked well. But either way, that is an important ha'ara of why we check for a lot of these, is even if it's inside, or let's say dates and figs always have to be opened. Why do they always have to be opened? Depending on where you are. Because again, you're worried about bugs from outside, not from inside. Okay, or bugs that got in while it was still attached. Continuing. Let's go now to the next column where he brings in a very important halachic topic. V'dine birya. Right, skipping a couple of paragraphs. Shamru zachon lavracha she'ena b'teila la'olam. A tiny little bug, as we know, we think about it, is smaller than a kezias. So why is that usher at all? We know halacha moshe b'sinai, all items that are treif are usher mishum kezias. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Gemara, this is the topic of birya. If there is an entire whole item, it has significance, even though it is less than a kezias. How does one exactly define a birya? So there is much discussion in the Rishonim. He quotes three ingredients. Upirish birya, in the next paragraph. Klomar, shum ba'al chayim. First of all, it has to be a live animal. A live animal. Va'afilo tola'as kolshu, a tiny little worm, an ant. Somebody eats an ant. They're chayim, even though an ant is smaller than a kezias. Because that's a birya. That's an entire entity. Number one. Number two. I'm sorry. Kivan sheish bochias. That's all part of number one. It was alive. Vizeo ikir pirusho shel birya. Doesn't have to be alive anymore. It was alive. The halafilo be'elef. The halacha by birya is not only that that is aser, the halacha is that midrabanan, it's not even batel. And that's why if you have a whole ant that falls into your chalant and you can't get it out, to say goodbye to the chalant. A birya is not batel. If it's half an ant, so then it can be mavatala. That's why some say, hey, so maybe am I allowed to stir? And in that way, I don't know if anyone's going to want to eat the chalant at that point, but am I allowed to stir to make sure that, or zhuzh it, certain vegetables. I'm out of bugs if I zhuzh it in the food processor, so anything would be cut up and chopped up. It won't be a birya anymore, then it will be batal anyway. So is one allowed to do that? That's a good shiloh. Is that called being mevatel in Isra l'chadchila, which is an important halachic topic? But if it's whole, at least, it is not. It is usr and it's not batal. Number two, called davar shemitchilas b'riyasu usr. It has to be an item that was usr from its inception, from its creation, like an ant, like a worm, v'chulu. Number three, v'hu shalim kulo kibriyasu, and it is whole as it always was. Those are three ingredients that the Chinuch mentions from the Gemara, and that's all mentioned in Yaradeya. Yaradeya and Simen Kuf. In Simen Kuf, that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the items midi rabbanan that are not batel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, let me just find it quickly. Shulchan Aruch says, birya dahainu namala o of tame vigid hanasha. An entire gid hanasha is also called a birya. Eiver menachai, it's a whole unit also. It doesn't have to be a whole like animal. A whole unit that was part of an animal, a whole limb. That's a filu balaflo batela ve'enlo din birya elam kein davar shiosh brochias. And as chiyas, v'chein tzorach she'i davar she'asur mitzchilas b'riyasa, it had to be always asur. And number three, it has to be whole. Those are the three ingredients of birya. This is the Shulchan Aruch. There is a discussion in Tosfos. Ba'alei Tosfos extend this. Like I said, not all Rishonim agree that it has to have chiyas and asur. So Ba'alei Tosfos have the following suffix. Some of you learned Maseches Brachas last year. Tosfos asks, what happens if I, you know, usually for a bracha achrona, I have to eat a kezias of mizonos, let's say. What happens, or a kezias of whatever food? What if I eat one grape? One grape. Do I have to make an al ha'etz? I have to make a bracha ha'etz beforehand. Any amount, you have to make a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona is only if you have the shear. What if I eat one grape? One grape is smaller than the shear for a bracha achrona. But maybe it's a birya. It's a whole grape. So if it's a whole grape, just like you have the concept of birya by isurim, maybe you should have the by shratzim, maybe you should have the concept of birya by eating, by maisa achila. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch advises, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't do this too often. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't always tell you, there are items that are mutter to eat and asr to eat. Not often does the Shulchan Aruch say, it's a good idea not to eat this. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's a good idea never to eat one grape. Either have zero or five. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Mistafkin Lomar, this is Simon Reish Yud now in Arachayim, in Hilchas Brachas, Dal Davarshu Kibriyaso, something that is whole, Kigon, Garger Shel Einav O Rimon, a one grape or one seed of a pomegranate. Shemavarchin La'acharav, Avabi Shembo Kazayas. Some say you should make a bracha afterwards, even though there's no Kazayas. Lakach, Nachon Li Zaher, Shelolecho Birya Pachas Mikazayas. Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't do it. He advises never to eat one grape, because you might run into questions, right? That's what the Piskei Tshuvos also says. Some poskim also extend this. What about one wedge of an orange? So the Piskei Tshuvos quotes from Rav Avadia, that also might be birya. One wedge of an orange is a whole item. It's like the gitanosh of an animal. One wedge of an orange. Half a wedge is nothing. It's a cut piece. But one wedge of an orange. Or one thing of corn. One of those yellow things of corn. V'garinim shcharim, v'garinim, any of those. All of those, according to Tosfos, Tosfos is suffix might be a birya, and there one has to be careful. There is an important ha'ara of Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. It's quoted here in the Ksava Kabbalah. Rav Yonis and Ibishitz's commentary on Yerodeya is called the Crazy Uplasi. He wrote the Urim Tumim and the Crazy Uplasi. Crazy Uplasi is on Yerodeya. See, he says there, he has a shita there, at least he says it's possible, even though I'd rather not rely on it, but it's definitely a shita in the Rishonim. He says that even though a birya is not batel be'elef, it's batel in yoser me elef. It's not batel in 1,000, but more than 1,000 it is batel. And the crazy says, I have to say this, because so many of Achinu B'nai Yisrael nowadays, a couple hundred years ago, eat bugs all the time. He says, like the Ksava Kabbalah says, everything has bugs. They didn't have refrigerators, they didn't have Ziploc bags. So everything, if it was mamish infested, hopefully they threw it out. But if not, bugs got into everything. So he says, most of these items have more than 1,000 against the bug. So if you don't know about it, he says, that's a kula that he comes up with to defend the minhag of Klal Yisrael that we eat things sometimes. But that's an important shita of the Rav Yonasan Ibishitz. The Ksava Kabbalah quotes on this pasuk and says, Baruch Hashem, we have that shita to rely on. Okay, there's more here. He talks about, the Chanef continues to talk about the other items that are not batel midrabanan. Birya is one. Chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed, which is a chashuv piece of steak. That's another item that's not batel midrabanan. So hopefully we'll talk about it one day. And number three, he talks also about, doesn't relate it, it relates to the concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Either way, just read the last paragraph now. V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman. This is applies today, always. Men and women, if I violate bemezid and I eat an entire bug that or a worm that comes from the fruit, tamea bein chaya bein mesa afilu pechusam and achardo afilu haisasrucha, no matter what, even if I do this, I get malchus. Mishachla kula loka aleha, avachaseir, if it's missing even one little leg, so then it's not a birya anymore, then you just have to have the shear of the item, and then you would need a kezias. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That takes care of two of the four mitzvahs related to shratzim. We have two more, and then we, Be'ez Hashem, will be able to finish Parshas Shmini.